Alaska's state government could save more than $200 million a year if it formed what's called a healthcare authority. That's according to a long-awaited study by three consultants that was released today. The idea behind healthcare authorities is to offer a common set of health plans to groups like state workers and retirees, which allows for lower administrative costs. States like Oregon and Washington already have authorities. State Department of Administration Commissioner Sheldon Fisher says the study offers potential ways to lower Alaska's healthcare expenses, which are among the highest in the country.
Healthcare costs are absorbing money that otherwise would have gone to wage growth, and it just becomes unsustainable. And I think we've reached that point where we've really got to address healthcare costs, or it's going to impact our entire economy.
Insurance for University of Alaska, state corporation, and local government workers could also be part of the proposed authority. One estimate says the state could save roughly $60 million in retiree health costs in the first year by drawing on federal funding. Another evaluation says lowering the amount the state pays for health care could save another $127 million. The authority could do more than just lower costs. Fisher says it could provide incentives for plan members to receive care outside of the state if that's more effective.
Allowing people to go outside to get their care could improve savings both for those who go outside, but also it's a mechanism to bring additional competition to Alaska, and so might even improve some of the delivery of care inside Alaska.
Starting Friday and continuing through October 30th, the state will be taking public comment on the study, which is available on the Department of Administration website. Unions that represent public and school workers are keenly interested in whether the state will form an authority. Alaska State Employees Association Executive Director Jim Duncan says the unions will closely examine the findings. His union operates a health trust that oversees workers' insurance plans, and that would cease to exist under the proposed authority.
It would be a major change in the way health insurance is delivered to the people we represent, the 8,000 members that we represent. The question that's come with that is, what would be the benefit of that change? Would it really reduce the cost to our members?
Fisher says he expects the administration to work with the legislature once state officials make final recommendations after the public comment period. A new law would be needed to start a health care authority.